Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We had Dan Quinn on the show earlier, the head coach of the Commanders. Yesterday, he named his starting quarterback, who will be Jaden Daniels, as expected.
By the way,
he will be the eighth starting quarterback in the last eight seasons.
Did you see Colin Cowherd's kind of hot take?
No.
I saw something. He thinks Bo Nix is the best young quarterback.
Yes, he says, here's a take. Bo Nix has got a better arm than people think. I think he's more cut and athletic. I don't know what that means, more cut than people think. He says Bo Nix is going to be the best quarterback this year out of the crop.
Just to give you a little bias, I don't know if he's exactly from Oregon or Washington. He's from up there where he played.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton was a regular guest on his show for a season.
Mm. I'm sure there are things like that that are
interesting. Bias to believe in Sean Payton.
For sure. I believe in Sean Payton, too. I think he'll coach him up.
Bo Nix completed like 80% of his passes last year in college.
So far, Bo Nix has been 23 of 30, 76.7%. That's about similar to what Jaden's done, I think.
I saw a video of Sean Payton talking about it, and he said when they went to see him work out, he knew after 16 balls that was the guy that he wanted.
Mm. 205 yards, 6.8 yards per attempt, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 116 passer rating. So he's had a very efficient preseason in limited time. I'm not saying he's bad. I think Bo Nix is going to be good.
I think the knock against him is he doesn't have a big arm and he doesn't throw downfield as much. But what Payton says is he's got plenty of arm and can throw downfield.
Right.
He doesn't have great weapons necessarily this year.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's got Cortland Sutton as his number one. He's got Marvin Mims as his number, probably his number two. I think they drafted a couple guys, but who knows? I mean, maybe Nix ends up being the guy.
I think he'll be very good.
He's got a good coach.
I still think our guy has got an unbelievable shot at being the best one of this crop.
No doubt. Now,
I would agree.
I mentioned 8 quarterbacks in 8 seasons.
Yeah.
All right, starting in 2017, which was Kirk's last season here.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, it was Alex Smith.
Right.
The following year, due to Alex Smith's injury, it was Keenum. Then it was Dwayne Haskins. After Haskins, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick, who barely was on the field.
Yeah, there's some bad ones.
Then we had Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
That was a disaster. Sam Howell last year, and now Jaden Daniels. And we wanted to kind of have fun ranking them.
Well, it's pretty simple.
Let's start at the bottom. Do we come to a consensus on number 8?
Haskins.
Haskins. Yes, I had Haskins.
Haskins is a joke.
Although I think you could make an argument for Fitzpatrick because he wasn't really on the field.
Fitzpatrick would be next. Yeah, he would be next. And he was a big disappointment. And he was kind of douchey on the phone when we brought up the hurting himself on the water slide
the
thing.
Water slide
which is what I'm sure did happen.
I ranked him 7 because you never saw him.
Yeah, so we all agreed on 8 and 7.
Yeah,
dude, the early reports are he was struggling in camp.
Yeah, so I had him. So I would actually like to rank 4 or 5 of them. 8.
Yes, equal.
Well, now because you're not going to put Wentz.
But 7, so, I'll give Fitzpatrick.
All right, let's see if we're unanimous on 6. And if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I had Keenum 6.
I had Wentz 6.
Wentz 6. I think Wentz 6.
I had 5. But,
I had
you know,
Keenum 5. Okay, so
yeah,
we actually agree there. So then the top 4.
Cousins is 1. I mean,
Cousins is 1 for sure.
I actually put Jaden Daniels number 1.
Come on.
I'm going to put Cousins. I'm going to put Cousins 1, Jaden 2 though.
Okay.
And then who's left?
Smith and Howell.
I ranked Smith above Howell cuz
I put Smith
so
hated,
boring.
As much as I
he was like a game
him,
manager, but if you looked
wins.
At he was 11-5 as a starter and he was 5-1 as a starter after he broke his leg.
I know it's crazy.
I don't know how he did it.
I remember cuz I was doing post game shows.
It was brutal.
For then it was NBC Sports Washington or maybe it was even Comcast Sportsnet, but I was doing post game shows after Alex Smith's games, and it was always like terrible stat line. He'd throw for 170 yards.
Yep.
Most boring game ever.
He wouldn't turn the ball over.
And they would get a win.
Yeah. All right, so good props to the defense.
I got to put Alex Smith number three.
And then, all right. I mean,
he gets my bronze.
All right.
How four?
Yeah.
But are we basically in agreement?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Bottom line is they've had some awful quarterbacks. They've had 29 starting quarterbacks in the last 24 years.
Right.
That's got to be a record.
I'm trying to think.
No teams had more than that.
Let's see. To me, the biggest thing is when you take a swing with a first round pick, you got to hit. Now, the RG3 thing hit for a year, but then it didn't. So you can't say overall it was a hit, because when you draft a quarterback in the first round, you hope that's your quarterback for a decade plus.
Right.
Dwayne Haskins obviously didn't hit. A lot of these other guys were Band-Aids. Like for the last 4 years, even longer than that, it was a Band-Aid. It was like, oh, well, Alex Smith got hurt. I guess we're going to have to go with Case Keenum. All right, let's draft Dwayne Haskins. Oh, that didn't work out. Let's pick up Carson Wentz. Let's pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, this is the future. If this doesn't work out, we've said it before, Dan Quinn doesn't work out, Adam Peters doesn't work out, and you're lost for another 5 years.
I'm not saying it wasn't partly his fault. Then I'm talking about Ron Rivera. But think about Ron Rivera. He inherited Haskins. All right, maybe they would have, if it was all up to him, he would have gone out and drafted, you know, Tua or Herbert, one of those guys. Who knows? They took Chase Young. God, we've been down that road. But he had to play Haskins, Fitzpatrick, Wentz, Howell.
And Heineke. Played Heineke a bunch.
And Heineke, yeah.
Yeah. How do you win?
Wasn't a starter week one. But.
I'm not saying it wasn't partly his fault because went out and got some of these guys, but I guarantee they weren't the first choice.
The only thing I'll say in his defense is now it seems like teams don't care. They'll give up on a quarterback in 1 year.
Yes.
But back then, 5 years ago, it was still kind of like, you're not going to give up on Haskins yet.
Well, I remember
Ron
walked it back, but one of the most truthful things he said, and I can't remember exactly who asked the question and what the question even was, but his answer was quarterback. The question was something like, why aren't you as far along in a rebuild as some of these other teams that have turned it around quicker? And he said, in a moment of truth, and he tried to walk it back, he goes, quarterback. They didn't get quarterback right.
Correct. That's what you got to get right.
I mean, it's a very simplistic view, but what's more important in your mind? The owner? Yeah, it's great. Got a new owner. Great. The GM? Great.
Right.
Or the quarterback?
Got to have a quarterback.
It's the number one thing.
Well, and I kind of look at it in this way. Can the team continue to have bad quarterbacks? I almost look at it as a do theory play. And Daniels is obviously, you know,
he checks all the boxes.
His credentials coming out of college was awesome.
He checks all the boxes.
I know. So I got to think that this one's going to hit. I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He's going to be a superstar, but I think he's going to hit.
No, he's going to be very good.
He's going to hit for 5 to 7 years.
Grab, maybe you can help me. Valdez, you can help us. What quarterback last come into this league checked all the boxes like this guy and then didn't hit?
I mean, it kind of depends. Like, you mentioned Zach Wilson before. Remember what people were saying after the combine and everything?
He didn't play at LSU and perform at this level. He was throwing the guys wide open. That was definitely a little bit of a crapshoot. He was athletic. You were more dazzled by his, you know, he had the big arm and he could run. But he didn't have the resume that this kid has. This kid's resume is ridiculous. Give me a quarterback that checks. Like, honestly.
But what if he just ends up like, and he could end up being good, but what if he ends up being like Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray, I think, has been a little underwhelming.
A smidge. But, you know,
and Kyler's, I would say similar college resume.
Yeah,
Heisman
sure.
Trophy winner, a lot of success, big program, good competition. And he's been
had successful moments. But Kyler's still got the shrimp factor. That maybe, and also Kyler doesn't get into his playbook. You know, they were embarrassing him with the contract negotiations.
Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor
also
Lawrence
underwhelming.
Has been underwhelming.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you say
Bryce Young?
Who?
Young won a Heisman.
Bryce Young.
He's a smaller dude.
It's not over yet.
He's not the runner that Daniels is, but
I don't think he has the. He's a smaller guy, which I think hurts him. And I'm not sure he has the arm that.
But Jaden Bryce
does.
Was a long time locked in number one pick.
Jaden
had the was the one with the big rise.
Who?
Jaden. Yeah.
Over in the last
over
year.
The year. I mean, everyone knew Bryce Young was going to be a top pick.
Right, but Jaden is. But Bryce still was a smaller guy. You were just picking him because he was, you know, he had a great college resume and, you know, awesome kid. You know, had all the intangibles.
I would say Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
And Mariota. Mariota won the Heisman.
Deshaun Watson. Maybe, you know, he showed
Deshaun
some flashes.
Deshaun was a stud before all the nonsense, though. He was
Baker
top
Mayfield?
Five quarterback, dude. Easy.
He was good.
Yeah.
What?
Baker Mayfield?
Baker had questions.
Yeah, smaller guy, not as athletic.
I'm thinking it's not. I'm not going to go where I did with RG3 yet, but I think he's pretty close.
Bust proof.
Pretty close. I don't see bust.
I mean, Jameis and Mariota were in the college football playoff, absolute stars, absolute studs.
Jameis is a clown. We all know what a clown he is. God bless him. He's the most entertaining guy in football. But stealing the crab legs. I mean, there were problems with women. And, you know, there's been red flags with Jameis.
Okay.
There's no red flag.
Trevor Lawrence?
He'd be Sam Darnold.
I like the Trevor Lawrence.
What about Sam Darnold? Number three pick.
There were questions about him. I remember having questions about Sam Darnold.
Not that much.
Accuracy.
I mean, most people thought that guy was going to be a stud.
They thought he had a big arm and he was a big guy. But there were questions.
Yeah,
why are you laughing at me?
Well, I think there are some questions on Jaden about his size.
That's the only question is about how skinny he is. Everything else,
and no, there was some question about pocket presence, like the sack percentage.
Pressure-to-sack ratio, right. That's true.
Here's what's going on. You're making things up in your head, and you're doing a lot of revisionist history. Just say it.
I'm not doing any revisionist history.
Just say it. He's bust-proof. Put your nuts on the table.
Well, because the problem is I've already used that phrase.
He basically has.
I've already used that phrase before. I don't want to. I wish I could come up with a new phrase.
But I do think there are other quarterbacks you can point to. They've named some. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota.
Those guys had questions. I'm sorry, they just did.
They were supposed to be studs. All of them.
They were all.
They still had questions.
Trevor Lawrence was thought to be the number one.
I agree with you.
But
Trevor
I'm saying
Lawrence,
he was thought to be the number one overall pick as a freshman.
A can't misser.
Correct.
I agree with you.
Now he's going to be the franchise quarterback for years. So you could look at it and go, all right, well, he's going to be a 10-year starter for one team. But he hadn't, you know.
Literally the only knock
against
Jaden, other than the pressure to sack ratio, which was just a stat nerd thing. And then the skinniness. Those are the only two knocks against him. Sorry.
Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Sorry.
I know. Are you a fan of the Washington Commanders or the Washington Jadens?
The Washington Daniels.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Say you could say the same thing about Lamar. You would go to the wall for Lamar.
I'm a fan of the Ravens.
That's it. You know that's a ridiculous question. I've gone through 29 quarterbacks. I go with all of them. I ride for all my quarterbacks. I'm just saying this one.
I don't think this one looks the part.
He's got all. He checks all the boxes.
You better hope he does.
He checks all the boxes.
So if this one misses,
except for being skinny,
okay.
He checks all the boxes. I'm sorry. I thought Robert did, but Robert turns out he didn't.
Are there going to be?
Hold on. We just did a segment. He doesn't slide. He takes big hits.
That's it. That's part of being skinny.
Okay. Yeah. He's skinny. He gets sacked a lot. They ran a wide open, go deep offense. I mean, you're acting like any weakness of him is any different than the other quarterbacks that came out.
I do.
There's no difference between Mariota and Jaden Daniels from when they first came out.
Well, I think those quarterbacks, I mean, aren't there a lot of questions about a lot of those quarterbacks out of the Pac-12 or whatever? Weren't there a lot of questions about those guys? I know Herbert is.
Well, your guy played in the Pac-12.
No, but he's pointing out these guys were all drafted
for three years.
In the best conference prospects. Of football.
Oh, he had one really, really good year.
I mean, I think you're just throwing out there were questions. What were the questions about Sam Darnold? He was a good prospect.
Accuracy. I remember that.
He's not the most athletic guy.
Okay, he was a big guy with a big arm.
But last July, your boy was a fifth-round draft prospect, according to Adam Peters.
Right.
So you can't say there's not question marks about him.
The questions are size, durability. That's the biggest question. But it just is.
I think he has the same question that all the quarterbacks have.
I think
is he going to be able to process? Is he going to be able to handle the pressure?
Processing is great.
But
it's
you don't know
proven.
That. You don't. How's
it's
it proven?
Proven.
He's playing against backups. He's playing against backups.
Okay, all right.
And he's throwing 10 balls.
All right, go on the record. These guys are against him.
No.
You guys are against
him. I'm just saying, I don't think, I can't say he's a can't miss her yet.
Did you see one pass over 10 yards this week?
What was your question?
One pass over 10 yards this week.
I'm not worried. What are you concerned with? You don't think he's accurate or strong enough? What do you think? I saw it against Deami.
If you put Jeff Driscoll in and ran the same plays, it probably would have been 10 for 12 as well.
Maybe.
I got to see him do it consistently against starters for four quarters, against backups for half a quarter.
I'm on Sam Darnold's scouting profile when he came out. First strength, naturally accurate passer. Fits passes into tight windows.
I know for me, I was not on the Sam Darnold bandwagon when he came out.
Excellent ball placement. Yeah, throws catchable ball, pocket presence, has poise.
What are they saying the negatives? Read the negatives about Darnold.
Ball security, too many fumbles, had confidence issues in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't secure ball when getting sacked.
All right, okay. I'm all in on my guy. I think my guy's pretty close to bust proof.
Sam Darnold was, He turned the ball over a lot. He threw a lot of interceptions. So I don't know how good his ball placement, his accuracy was.
Well, his completion percentage was 1% different than Jaden Daniels.
He didn't play a lot either. I mean, he played 2 years.
I think that was one thing.
So
I
he was Drake May, basically.
Yeah.
But Drake May's a better athlete. Look, all I'm saying is I can't watch a guy play a half a quarter, maybe a quarter total against backups and go, he's Hall of Famer.
I didn't say Hall of Famer.
He's a can't misser.
I didn't say Hall of Famer. I think he's
basically what you're saying. He's a can't misser.
Or just remind me, give me one of the passes beyond the pass to Deami Brown that's gone past 10 yards so far in the preseason.
Maybe the McLaurin pass.
No, that was just like a 6 or 7 yard out, and then McLaurin had yards after the catch. I'm saying air yards.
Yeah, air yards. Okay. I'm sorry. I can't remember one. I'm sure there was one, but I can't remember.
I have no concerns about his ability to complete passes downfield. Zero.
But Eric,
zero.
He has the ability, but we don't know if he's going to make those tight window throws. He's going to make good decisions. Like Daniel Jones' second interception this week was a very similar pass to his pass to Deami Brown. Now, his pass to Deami Brown, that's not was perfect, but there was a corner right there, right? Mm-hmm. In the case of Daniel Jones, maybe it was slightly underthrown. The corner made a play. The receiver didn't make a good enough play, and it ends up being an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Jaden's
we have to
throw
see
was
more
better
than that.
It was better. It was outside. There was no one. The corner couldn't make a play.
I agree. Look, I gave him an A-, and I was basically nitpicking for this preseason work. But I haven't seen that much. We saw a hell of a lot from Sam Howell last year.
We just did a segment about the 29 starting quarterbacks. I'm telling you, he's not going to be like these guys.
Hey, I'm the only one that ranked Jaden Daniels ahead of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah,
you guys had a number
two. Well, then
two.
You should be agreeing with me. He's not like any of these other guys.
I'm wary. And the statistics are, EB, it could be wrong, that of the first-round draft picks.
And I've disagreed with that all year.
The majority of them are going to bust.
I disagree
with
definitions
of bust.
I've gone on record saying I think all these guys are going to hit.
If Kyler Murray's career ended right now, I would say it was a bust.
They're not all going to hit.
He expected more.
Bo Nix is going to hit.
No, they're not going to
hit. JJ will be good. Jaden's going to be good, and Caleb will be good.
I'll bet you any amount of money.
You're on Caleb?
No, I think he's flashy. He's going to make flashy plays. I think he's going to throw a lot of interceptions.
Now, when you say they're all going to hit. So
they're going to be starting
all six of them are all going to.
I don't know about Penix. I don't know when the hell he'll ever play. I'm taking him out of the equation because that's the dumbest pick in history.
Cousins is going to play till he's 50. He's going to.
Okay.
He's got like a two-year contract.
He's got the majority being good.
Yes.
Versus the trend of
I'll go against
like
that.
Half of them busting.
Right. I think it's impossible for six guys going the first round to all be silly. I mean, that's just not going to happen.
It didn't happen in 83?
But you were 13.
Okay, it's a legendary year.
It's a lot different.
The league
is a lot different. I'm just going to go with history and say multiple guys that were drafted are going to be backups in 5 years.
My guy's not going to miss.
Let's hope not.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800.
You are convinced.
106.7 for the Chuckies. Be right back. Let me preface this by saying I hope EB is right. And I want to lean towards that side, but it's way too early. So I put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. EB doesn't want to say bust proof, but he's basically there because he was whispering it. Here's the poll of the day. Do you agree with EB? And have you seen enough from Jaden Daniels in the preseason to be convinced that he will not be a bust? EB said, quote, my guy is not going to miss.
Now, let me say that I'm kind of using RG3 as kind of as my gauge on that. So I declared RG3 bust proof, right?
Yep.
Unbelievable college career, beautiful deep balls, runs like the wind. I thought it was going to be like Gandhi, bring the city together, bring the country together. Turns out super divisive. Turns out could only read half the field. Turns out he was kind of selfish. The team didn't love him per se. He was a sprinter that was playing quarterback. Jaden is like the opposite in all of those categories. Jaden's been groomed to be a quarterback since he was like 8 or 9 years old, like all these guys are these days. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had his own personal quarterback coach that from a very young age. He's got big arm, quick release, process is great, tremendous success at the college level. Guys love him.
I'm not convinced on the processing yet.
Okay.
He's got to prove that to me.
Yeah.
I think he processes pretty well from what we've seen.
Again,
and
I preface it by saying I want you to be right, and I tend to believe that he's going to be successful. But, and I throw in the big but, because things change. You got to see, kind of like with Sam Howell. Like, if you just guessed on Sam Howell after 6 weeks, you would have been like, yeah, maybe they got something. But you got to see
a certain amount of
games.
I don't think Sam Howell just all of a sudden was sorry. Sam Howell was thrown to the wolves and got like horrific coaching. You know,
he wasn't good enough, though.
Okay. He failed. They had to move on. But if in a better circumstance, he could succeed. And he might ultimately somewhere else.
With RG3, and when you were like all in on RG3, and most of the fans are all in on RG3, I got grilled because I was calling him RG Screen.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, the level of difficulty of passes was really easy for him at that time. Now, maybe that would have continued his whole career if he never got hurt, but RG3 wasn't making, like, side by side, a lot of people were comparing him to Andrew Luck at the time. And Andrew Luck looked like just a better quarterback. Mm-hmm. Even if his numbers weren't as good, he didn't win Rookie of the Year. RG3 won Rookie of the Year. But Shanahan had devised such a great offensive system that when he ran those read options, boom, wide receiver wide open. And I called him RG3 Screen because his air yards weren't great and he's throwing sideways passes. So this week, Jaden Daniels goes 10 for 12. All right, that's great. And I like that he was accurate with the ball. But I kind of think if you put Jeff Driskel in there with the exact same plays, he might have gone 10 for 12. There wasn't a pass that was difficult.
Oh, I disagree. I think the very first throw, I think it was, to Diami, where he was blanketed and he hitched and then he hit him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a tight window throw and it was at the perfect spot. I thought it was a great throw.
You're talking about the 5-yard pass?
I mean, whatever. It wasn't a bomb, but it was. He was on the sideline.
Okay.
And I thought that was a great throw.
You can quibble with me. I'm just saying, generally, I just haven't seen enough. I've seen one really nice pass to Diami Brown. And I saw a bunch of quick passing game, and maybe that's what, look, the majority of the NFL and the majority of his offensive system might be quick passing game.
Yeah.
But ultimately, there are going to be times where you need your quarterback to deliver when he's got guys in his face and he's got to hit a tight window for a first down 14 yards downfield. And I don't know if he'll do that on a consistent enough basis. Some of those numbers, like Zach Kruger, our buddy Zach Kruger, does deep dives, showed that in college, in certain situations, he took more sacks than others.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other analysts that are super geeky that looked at the route tree at LSU and said that it favored kind of a simplistic go routes versus, you know, more complicated pro-like systems. Huh. So I don't know. 800-636-1067.
I think I know.
You think you know already?
I think I've seen enough.
I lean towards Jason.
It's going to hit.
I hope he hits. Like I said, I preface it by saying I lean towards he hits. But I do agree with Jason that out of 6 first-round quarterbacks, some of them are going to bust.
Of course.
It's just it. It's just the way it is.
I think it's a good crop.
It's too hard of a position to play for all these guys to be I think 7 to 10 year starters.
And what you're kind of hoping is that Drake May busts. Michael Penix never really comes to fruition.
I hope May doesn't bust.
And Bo Nix is a bust. And Caleb Williams is a bust. And Jaden Daniels is the one that's the stud. And that's possible.
Or they're all going to be pretty good.
And going back to your point about 83, there were six quarterbacks drafted in the first round, but they weren't all great. I mean,
I'm not saying all great,
Marino,
but they
Blackledge wasn't good.
Who?
Todd Blackledge wasn't good.
Okay.
Tony Issa wasn't that good.
No.
So
they had long
there
careers.
Were some Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
But they weren't, I mean, it's not like they were all, you just go, that. Those are six really good quarterbacks.
I'm just saying, that's why I think it's a unique class.
That's why I brought up Kyler Murray, and Kyler Murray ultimately might prove to be a very good player. If you draft Jaden Daniels and he has a career like Kyler Murray, that's not bad, but it's not great. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't even know what to do with Kyler Murray. Like, I guess you sign him. He's pretty good. You know, you bring up Trevor Lawrence. I think it's still early. That's why I gave him a huge, huge contract. But you want him to be better than that.
All right.
Because better than that can lead to championships.
All right, let's bang out these calls. 800-636-1067. I've seen enough. I think the kid's going to hit. I'm shoving all my chips. I've done it before and lost, but I'm shoving all my chips on him hitting.
So
I'm very confident.
You can vote at Junks Radio very early. Only 25% agree with JD is bust proof. 75% no, way too early.
75% are scared. That's all. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The only thing that can hold him back is injury.
I agree.
From what I've seen, he's only doing what he did in college. He's doing it at the next level. His preparation is allowing him to be successful. I mean, he's not stepping up to the line wondering what's going to happen or trying to figure it out. He knows what's going to happen. He knows how to check in and out of plays. And I think as time progresses, you're just going to see a superstar emerge. I mean, the only thing that can hold him back is injury. He's got the arm strength, and I know Drav's in the background determined to draw a correlation between Jaden and his guy, Mariota, but I'm sorry, he's not the same guy. I mean, I understand he had a lot of hype coming out of college, number two overall pick, but Jaden's just better. And I'm telling you, man, that the accuracy.
How do you know?
Mariota can't even hit the cage with the little net.
But Mariota coming out of
college. No, but coming out. He's just talking about coming out.
And a great scouting report.
Okay, I'll answer your question, okay? If you look at the opposing talent that he played against in college versus Jaden, I mean, Jaden literally dominated the best that college football had to offer last year. Mm-hmm. Can we say the same about Mariota his last year in college?
Are you kidding me? They won a game in the playoff. LSU lost four games last year. Mo, what are you talking about?
Excuse me. I'm talking about dominating the SEC. Did you guys see the numbers that he put up last year? Just because they didn't win the game doesn't mean that
you don't know how strong the Pac-12 was
Mariota
back in 2014.
Mariota dominated Florida State in the playoff game.
Mariota had ridiculous numbers his last year.
Okay, so are you going to sit here and tell me that Mariota – so the talent that Mariota was playing against was as good as the SEC last year? Are you going to sit here and tell me that?
Mo, you can't just say that he all these quarterbacks coming out, if they were picked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they all can get in and out of plays. I mean, you can't just say based on what you've seen in a quarter that he's bust proof and the only thing that's going to hold him back is injury. We don't know. These defenses aren't showing him anything in the preseason. We have no idea.
Mo, I'm with you.
I can tell you the reason why I feel this way, okay?
Yes.
I see the ball placement. I see the decisiveness. I see the anticipation. I see the preparation. I hear the verbiage coming out of camp, okay? So it's not like I'm just jumping out on a limb. This young man is built for this. And I understand that you guys want to be hesitant based upon past experiences and so forth. I'm jumping out there. My man is like that.
Hey, Mo, I got a question.
I'm with you, Mo.
And I don't even know the answer. How many passes has he thrown in the preseason over 10 yards?
One.
That I can say one.
Right.
Okay. One.
Okay. All right. But with that being said, when was the last time you seen somebody coming out of college with this type of ability?
That's what I was saying. And these guys mocked me when I said that.
This is just every year. I'm telling you, between the accuracy and just his moxie and the way people, like, just come around him, like, this is, he checks all the boxes.
I agree.
I'm sorry, fellas.
Except for being skinny.
I'm jumping out there.
All right, thank you.
We got one.
Thank you, Mo. I happen to agree with you.
I think Drab brought up.
He's Team EB.
I think Drab brought up one.
That might not be the right team to be on, though.
Bryce Young had a pretty good resume and played in the same conference and won the Heisman.
Yeah.
Now, did he have the running ability or the size that Jaden has in terms of height? No.
Who are you talking about?
Bryce Young.
Yeah, Bryce Young, his big question is his size. That's his size. That's a big question.
Yeah, it's not over for Bryce yet.
I'm not writing him off.
But it's easy to say he's better than Mariota because you're just kind of basing on watching Mariota as a pro. But Mariota, when he was in college, he had a better college resume than Jaden Daniels. He did. Because Jaden Daniels did it for 1 year. Mariota did it for multiple. Multiple years.
Okay. I don't think those quarterbacks traditionally do as well.
His last
right?
two games.
What?
Pac-12 quarterbacks in general.
I don't know how good the Pac-12 was in 2014. It might have been pretty damn good.
It's called the Conference of Quarterbacks. Yeah. That's his nickname.
Think about this. He threw 105 touchdowns in 3 years at Oregon and only had 14 interceptions. He rushed for 29 more. All right, so he had 29 plus 100. He had 134 touchdowns in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's better. That dominates what Jaden Daniels did.
And his competition.
Because Daniels did it in 1 year. Now, he had a great year last year, but you can't. I don't know what the knocks were against
Mariota. I didn't give two flying Fs about Mariota when he came out of college. He was on my radar zero.
Well, that's a point. Is that you?
It was a lot
different.
The point
is that you start off with a statement like, "There's never been a prospect like this."
I didn't say that. I just
questions. You said there are no questions.
No, I'm just saying, give me another one.
Okay,
I'm not saying I'm all knowing.
We're giving you a bunch.
Mariota probably.
I would like to know what the knocks were against Mariota when he came out. I'm telling you the knocks against Jaden. Skinny and pressure to sack ratio. That's basically JP thinks he can't throw downfield allegedly or he just throws simple routes.
There might have been some simple routes. It was 10 years ago. I'm sure there were some analysts that would knock Mariota's passing ability and accuracy. Who knows? It was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But in terms of the resume, I mean, his numbers.
I'm agreeing on you that Trevor Lawrence was a similar, checks all the box. You would probably say bust proof. And so far, he's been mediocre.
Right.
He's had moments.
Right. He's been to the playoffs once.
Andrew Luck, maybe. Andrew Luck, now he didn't run like he wasn't the athlete this guy was, but Andrew Luck was like a can't misser.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider Andrew Luck can't miss. Saying, I think Jaden's in that realm.
800-636.
I'll say he's the only one.
I just think it's too early to make that proclamation.
Yep.
You might be right, but I think it's way too early to say that.
We both hope he's right.
I know.
Hope he's right.
You'll be rooting against him. You're all rooting against him now.
No, because
you're rooting against him. You're rooting against him.
No, I'm not. You know why?
You're rooting for your argument.
Because I'm rooting for
your argument.
I'm rooting for Dan Quinn.
I've been down this road too many times.
Hey, Fickle.
I've been there too many times.
I'm rooting for Dan Quinn. I want him to stay.
I'm the only guy rooting for him. Just I want the audience to know.
You and Mo.
I'm the only guy in here.
All right.
Again, rooting for our quarterback. Just so you know. It's happening again.
No, it's not.
It always happens.
You were right.
I'm rooting for him. I want the team to win.
When he has a bad game, oh, man, it's going to be a brutal week for me.
I think we can all agree on this. We all like money, right?
That doesn't matter.
We all like bonuses.
This guy's trying to compare Danny Werfel. Danny Werfel didn't have one-tenth the ability.
All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. The boys want to keep arguing about this. I can't remember your draft board, Jason. I think you had Drake May number one.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you have Jaden Daniels ranked?
You probably had him like three or four. You probably had Caleb too, right?
I think I had Caleb down a little bit. I think I might have had Caleb three. I don't know. You'd have to go back and listen.
We need to go find our boards. I might have had him too. Three. I had Drake May ranked above him. I had Caleb number one. EB had Jaden Daniels one. So you've been all in since the start, although you said at the time you wanted to put J.J. McCarthy number one. It never made sense to me.
No, I said I might select him number one just because I think he's going to hit. I thought Jaden was maybe a little bit more, was a little more skittish.
Mm.
A couple of tweets. Hollywood Hernandez tweets us, pretty sure no one knew Stroud was going to be good off of his preseason performance.
I agree.
The preseason thing.
I have big questions here, about
I think Stroud. We all acknowledge preseason really doesn't mean anything. I saw something online this morning about Aaron Rodgers in practice. I guess somebody logged, and he was 11 for 27 in the practice with an
apparently
interception.
Apparently it was a disaster offensively.
I bet he won't have a game like that because he's somebody who's usually very accurate. Like, and I've heard some of these guys, including Brock Purdy, say they use the preseason and practices to experiment.
Definitely. I'm not basing this based on some sort of outrageous thing that we've seen. You know, I've seen like two or three throws that have blown me away. But it's just I just see.
I mean, look, it's not outrageous in that he was drafted number two. The thing maybe where we were arguing with is you were like acting like there's never been a prospect like this with no questions. Well, if that was the case, he would have gone number one. He went number two.
That wasn't my point. My point is when guys check this many boxes, how many of them failed? I'm not saying he's the only guy that checks a lot of boxes. Lots of guys do. But what percentage of guys that check as many boxes that he does, as far as I'm concerned, have whiffed or failed?
Well, we named a good amount.
I don't think Sam Darnold was anywhere near that. That doesn't count.
He played
a year and a half. It wasn't anywhere near.
He was drafted number three. It was very near.
He didn't.
But I think maybe you're kind of looking at dual threat players that maybe won the Heisman or players that played in the SEC who won the Heisman. Maybe you can narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
So I probably wouldn't put Darnold in there, but Bryce Young won a Heisman, played in the SEC.
Kyler Murray
But Bryce Young always had the size question.
He had the size question. But Mariota coming out.
If you want to win Mariota, I'll give it to you.
6'4", could run, won the Heisman.
I didn't pay attention to Mariota. He meant nothing to me. He was lint on my underneath my area.
Well, that's because, you know what?
There
was no impact with the Redskins draft because they weren't going to draft him.
I didn't watch him. Yeah, so if you say he checked every single box that Jaden does, I'll grant you that.
He checked every box to go
I'll
number two.
I believe you. Well, that doesn't mean anything to number two because guys go high, but they're just reaches.
I don't think he was considered a reach.
Okay, if you're saying he checked every box that he did, then I'll say, okay, there's a guy.
Because you're basing a lot of it off of what he did in college, the numbers he put up, and winning the Heisman.
I actually don't care about the Heisman. Okay, that means nothing to me.
Okay, but he put up great numbers to win the Heisman, put it that way. So
the numbers in the conference.
So you're putting those two together going, well,
and all the reports and the Daboll, like honestly, the Daboll reaction impacted me.
Okay, but Daboll might be because Daniel Jones stinks.
What?
He's desperate for anybody because Daniel Jones turns out stinks.
That's true.
That's why I always wish they showed the video because if they showed a full video and they're like, would you trade up for A, B, C, D?
Well, I also think it's a very good crop. So I agree. Probably would have said yeah. All right, let's go to some calls. Yeah.
What happened? We had like five calls on before.
Yep. We just kept talking.
All right. Sorry.
Let's go to Rich and only. Rich, what's up?
Morning, Jones. How you doing today?
Hey, good.
What's up, Rich?
I feel kind of bad for Daniels right now because this is classic EB being overly optimistic. He does this with almost every other quarterback that comes in here, and he nitpicks what boxes he wants to check. Mm-hmm. RG3 was RG's. Mm-hmm. Heineke was the anticipatory throws.
Yeah, No, it wasn't anticipatory. Taylor, the thing I tried to sell myself on was when the coach said he goes through six reads. That's the thing I liked about Taylor. But I also said he had a candy arm. I said it a million times.
Of course. I mean, he jumped
on the Wentz bandwagon and all it was.
I said I was cautiously optimistic with Wentz.
Somehow it was just the coach's fault.
That is true. I think Hal can play. I think Hal will be a starter again at some point in his career. Sorry.
But you want more than just
we're not rooting against him. All I'm saying is it's way too early to say he's a can't-misser because when he's playing in the preseason, the defenses are giving you nothing. You're playing against backups.
There's 10 other guys
on the offense that need to play well for him to play well.
Agreed. But I'm not basing it on he's had some outrageous production in preseason. He's barely played.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm basing it on all the reports, all of the information that I have. the preseason. On everything.
But you're watching in the preseason going, I'm sold.
I just like
you're not
poise.
Just basing off what you're hearing right. from J.P. Finley at practice. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is impacting.
You're
No. All the glowing reports are impacting
all
me. Sorry.
All the net throws.
He was sold after the Diami pass.
The Diami
you
pass.
You loved that pass. You loved it.
It was one of the best passes.
Real quick,
you don't think Mariota threw a couple of those in preseason?
Hey, rank your selling points. Number one is Daboll. Number two, Diami pass.
The Daboll reaction is big.
That's number big. One. Number two is the Diami pass.
The Diami pass, huge.
What's number three?
I wish they didn't edit out when he talked about he would trade for Caleb Williams. He would trade for Drake May. He would trade for. They just showed the Jaden Daniels clip.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't think he would have said that about Will Levis. Like I think Will Levis blows, and that will be proven.
Well, Will Levis was the number two pick.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a first rounder though, wasn't he?
No.
Or did he go second
he was,
round.
No, he went
like early
second.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember they traded up to get him. Second round.
Listen, they're big guys, and you know.
By the way, Trey Lance probably checked off all the boxes.
Not for me. Not for this guy. Mm. Go to the tape.
Justin Fields, I think. Didn't he check a lot of boxes?
Of course.
I liked Justin Fields. That's a good one. But I think that's a good one. I like Justin Fields.
Yeah,
and he's been eh.
We probably all we have below, to do is go back to last September when EB said a million times, once Sam Howell gets on the field, no one's going to be talking about what round he was drafted in. He said it a billion
times. They did that for 8 weeks. I was right. Then it fell apart. I was.
So for 9 weeks, you were wrong.
No, after the second half, they just, they ruined him. They somehow ruined the kid. I don't know. Never seen anything like
it. The enemy's fault.
It's 100% the enemy's fault.
All right, coming up next.
Let's talk to Chick.
We'll talk to Chick Hernandez. We'll get his take. He's been great calling the games, of course, sports anchor and sports director at WSA9. He joins us next here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. The boys want to keep arguing about this. I can't remember your draft board, Jason. I think you had Drake May number one.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you have Jaden Daniels ranked?
You probably had him like three or four. You probably had Caleb too, right?
I think I had Caleb down a little bit. I think I might have had Caleb three. I don't know. You'd have to go back and listen.
We need to go find our boards.
I might have had him too.
Three. I had Drake May ranked above him. I had Caleb number one. EB had Jaden Daniels one. So you've been all in since the start. Although you said at the time you wanted to put JJ McCarthy number one. It never made sense to me.
No, I said I might select him number one just because I think he's he's gonna hit. I thought Jaden was maybe a little more skittish.
Mm.
A couple of tweets. Hollywood Hernandez tweets us, pretty sure no one knew Stroud was gonna be good off of his preseason performance.
I agree.
The preseason thing.
I had big questions about Stroud.
I think we all acknowledge preseason really doesn't mean anything. I saw something online this morning about Aaron Rodgers in practice. I guess somebody logged. And he was 11 for 27 in the practice with an interception.
Apparently it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Offensively.
I bet he won't have a game like that because he's somebody who's usually very accurate. Like, and I've heard some of these guys, including Brock Purdy, say they use the preseason and practices to experiment.
Definitely. I'm not basing this based on like some sort of outrageous thing that we've seen. You know, I've seen like two or three throws that have blown me away. But it's just I just see enough.
I mean, look, it's not outrageous. And that he was drafted number two. The thing maybe where we were arguing with is you were like acting like there's never been a prospect like this with no questions. Well, if that was the case, he would have gone number one. He went number two.
That wasn't my point. My point is when guys check this many boxes, how many of them failed? I'm not saying he's the only guy that checks a lot of boxes. Lots of guys do. But what percentage of guys that check as many boxes that he does, as far as I'm concerned, have whiffed? Or failed.
Well, we named a good amount.
I don't think Sam Darnold was anywhere near that. That doesn't count.
He played
a year and a half. It wasn't anywhere near.
He was drafted number three. It was very near.
He didn't.
I don't know, but I think maybe you're kind of looking at dual threat players that maybe won the Heisman or players that played in the SEC who won the Heisman. Maybe you can kind of narrow it down a little bit.
Okay.
So I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't put Darnold in there, but Bryce Young won a Heisman, played in the SEC.
Kyler Murray,
but Bryce Young always had the size question.
He had the
Kyler
size question.
Had the size question.
But, but Mariota coming out, and
maybe if you want to win Mariota, I'll give it to you.
6'4", could run, won the Heisman.
Right, I didn't pay attention to Mariota. He meant nothing to me. He was lint on my underneath my
area.
Well,
it's because you know what?
He meant nothing.
It's because there was no impact with the Redskins draft because they weren't going to draft him.
I didn't care. I didn't watch.
So you didn't watch him. You didn't care.
Yeah. So if you say he checked every single box that Jaden does, I'll grant you that
he checked every box to go number two.
I'll believe you. Well, that doesn't mean anything to number two because guys go high, but they're just reaches. But
if I don't think he was considered a reach.
Okay, just if saying, you're saying he checked profile. Every box that he did, then I'll say, okay, that's there's
because
a guy.
You're basing a lot of it off of what he did in college, the numbers he put up, and winning the Heisman.
I actually don't care about the Heisman. Okay, that actually means nothing to
me. Okay, but he put up great numbers to win the Heisman, put it that way. So
yeah, the
best numbers in the conference. So you're putting those two together going, well,
and
he's
all the reports and the Daboll, like honestly, the Daboll reaction. Impacted me.
Okay, but Daboll might be because Daniel Jones stinks.
What?
He's desperate for anybody because Daniel Jones turns out stinks.
That's true.
That's why I always wish they showed the video because if they showed a full video and they're like, would you trade up for A, B, C, D?
Well, I also think it's a very good crop. So I agree. Probably would have said yeah. All right,
let's go to some calls.
Yeah.
What happened? We had like 5 calls on before.
Yep. We just kept talking.
All right. Sorry.
Let's go to Rich and only. Rich, what's up?
Morning, Josh. How you doing today?
Hey, good.
What's up, Rich?
I feel kind of bad for Daniels right now because this is classic EB being overly optimistic. He does this with almost every other quarterback that comes in here, and he nitpicks what boxes he wants to check. Mm-hmm. RG3 was our Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Heineke was the anticipatory throws.
Yeah, anticipatory. No. But Taylor, the thing I tried to sell myself on was when the coach said he goes through 6 reads. That thing I liked.
Well, you
about
liked
Taylor.
Him, and then when,
but I also said he had a candy arm. I said it a million times.
Of course, I mean,
well, then he jumped on the Wentz bandwagon, and all it was.
I said I was cautiously optimistic
and
with Wentz.
Somehow, it was just the coach's fault.
Right.
So,
that
luck,
is
Jason.
True. I think Hal can play. I think Hal will be a starter again at some point in his career. Sorry.
But you want more than just
we're not rooting against him. All I'm saying is it's way too early to say he's a can't-misser because when he's playing in the preseason, the defenses are giving you nothing. You're playing against
backups.
I'm not backups.
Basing it on, it, like, you
there's,
know.
There's 10 other guys on the offense that need to play well for him to play well.
Agreed. But I'm not basing it on he's had some outrageous production in preseason. He's barely played.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm basing it on all the reports, all of the information that I have.
The preseason.
On everything.
But you're watching in the preseason going, I'm sold.
I just like the
you're not
poise.
Just basing off what you're hearing right. from J.P. Finley at practice. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is impacting
you. No,
all the glowing reports are impacting
all
me. Sorry.
All the net throws.
He was sold after the Diami pass.
The Diami
you
pass.
You loved that pass.
It was one of the best passes.
Hey, real quick,
you don't think Mariota threw a couple of those in preseason?
Hey, rank your selling points. Number one is Daboll. Number two, Diami pass.
The Daboll reaction is big.
That's number one. Number two is the Diami pass.
The Diami pass, huge.
What's number three?
I wish they didn't edit out when he talked about he would trade for Caleb Williams. He would trade for Drake May. He would trade for. They just showed the Jaden Daniels clip.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't think he would have said that about Will Levis. Like I think Will Levis blows, and that will be proven.
Well, Will Levis was the number two pick.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
he was a first rounder though, wasn't he?
No,
or did he go second
he was,
round.
No, he
like
went second
early
round.
Second. Yeah,
remember they.
Yeah.
They traded up to get him. Second round.
Listen, there have been guys, and you know.
By the way, Trey Lance probably checked off all the boxes.
Not for me. Not for this guy. Mm. Go to the tape.
Justin Fields? I think didn't he check a lot of boxes?
Of course.
I liked Justin Fields. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like Justin Fields.
Yeah,
and he's been eh.
All we have to do is go back to last September when EB said a million times, once Sam Howell gets on the field, no one's going to be talking about what round he was drafted in. He said it a billion times.
They did that for 8 weeks. I was right. Then it fell apart. I was.
So for 9 weeks, you were wrong.
No, after the second half, they just, they ruined him. They ruined the kid. I don't know. Never seen anything like
it. The enemy's fault.
It's 100% the enemy's fault.
All right, coming up next. Right,
let's talk to Chick
next. We'll talk to Chick Hernandez. We'll get his take. He's been great calling the games, of course, sports anchor and sports director at WSA 9. He joins us next here on The Fan.